Okay, we're Reshnu Chesivov. I think between this week and next week, we should finish Hilchas Sudaka, which will lead us in Yitzhak Hashem to Hilchas Prismila, which is the simon that follows. We're still in Hilchas Sudaka. And Sivav, which we began to talk about last week in Sif Aleph, is the halacha of Hanoider Sudaka Eini Yachal Arzabai. Somebody who makes a neder to tzedakah can't retract. Now, many of you know there's an idea that once you decide, even in your mind, to give tzedakah, you can't retract. And that's at the end of the siman, so I guess we're going to leave that for next week. Here it says, if you make a neder, you can't be chayzer. Ela im kein nishalachachem vihitalai. The finish here is that Ataris Nedarim works. And if the money already came to the hands of the gabbai, then a person cannot have charata. I'd like to discuss this, but I want to give kedima to the Pischei Tshuva. There's a fascinating Pischei Tshuva here, the long Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat and Zayin. Kan Zayin has a number of interesting questions. The first, the shaila is if chazara teich kedei dibor helps by somebody who makes a neder litzdaka. So generally speaking, the Gemara says there are two Gemaras. The Gemara says that if someone makes teich b'chala teira kula. Gemara says in the Kol Taira Kula Teikedei Dibor Kedibor Dami Chutz. Except what? So if you take the two Gemaras together, there are four exceptions. What? Gittin and Kedushin. What? Birchas Hashem. And when it says being Magdish, there's a Shaila Magdish means Hegdish. We pass it means Hegdish. If you make something hegdish, you can't be chayzer teiked edibah. Now, why? Why certain things you could be chayzer teiked edibah and some you can't? So there are two basic shitas in the Rishayim. We learn in Yeshiva why, if teiked edibah kedibah dami, why doesn't it help, let's say, by getting in Kedushin? So the Ran in the Dorim says that teiked edibah kedibah is because every time somebody says something, he's thinking about it as he talks. It's human nature. We think as we speak. Sometimes we get into trouble because we talk a little before we speak, before we think. But generally it's that way. So when it comes to certain things, people think before they do. And if a person says, Hariyat Mukadesh, hopefully that he thought about it beforehand. Or he said, Hariyat Mugureshes, or Hegdish, or Birchas Hashem. These are things that if a person says them, he's machlit, and since he's machlit, that's the Ran's explanation, that we don't say tekadei dibur kadibur dami. So once you say it, you mean it. Others, and it's understood to be the Ramban Shita, understand differently. Now really, tekadei dibur is always kadibur. Except by things that have a chalois. Things that cause a chalois to happen. In other words, let's say someone says, the same talumatul of bracha, and he says the same bracha. So that's a dibur. A dibur, a tekadei dibur could retract. But let's say someone says zu hegdish. So there's a chalois. The item becomes hegdish. It's more than a dibur. There's a chalois kedusha on the item. Hari amukadeshesli. There's a chalois din eshesish on the person. When there's a chalois on the person, we do not say tekadei dibur kedibur dami. That's the second explanation. The Mechas Chinuch, Mitzvah Dalid, brings this with Gabi Kiddush HaChaydish. Bezen says, Mekudish Mekudash, they can't be Chayzer Tekedei Dibor, because of the fact that there's a Chalais. Right? When Bezen is Mekadish the Chaydish, then it becomes the Chaydish. It's not like Shabbos. Shabbos is the Kedush of Akaini. When Shenkein being Mekadish the Chaydish, he says, is included in this idea. So, taking the dibur kedibur is normally kedibur dami, except either based on the Rambam, based on the Ran, except for certain things. What about tzedakah?
So he brings the Tshuvas of Sheva Kayin, and the Tshuvas of Sheva Kayin, he talks about these two reasons. Let's see what he says.
I'm a Tshuvas of Sheva Kayin, Simin Yud Ches. The stopik mimishanodar davar litzdakam yachlazim al tekedei dibur aylai vehela. The gam gabi tzedakav amirasi kemisira lehedyit, mamish. L'chein ein yachlazim tekedei dibur kamay gabi hegdish. So he says that you cannot be chayza tekedei dibur. Just like behegdish, you can't be chayza tekedei dibur. Here also, you can't be chayza. Now, the question is why it should be so. The question is there a chalois by tzedakah? Is it something is chal by tzedakah? Or it's just a promise? I made a promise to give tzedakah. So there's a concise, a simulation of Hayes, of Cotton Vase, who says, we discussed numerous times, the words, Amir al-Gvayr kemisir al-Hedyat. Amir al-Gvayr is like a Kenyan. There's a shach that says, Lav Dafka. Not Mamish al-Mesir, it's not Mamish al-Kenyan. So if you, it's a machlokes around in the Rashba in the Dara. So if you hold it's not mamish a kinyan, there's no chalais, so you could be chayz to take it anymore. If you hold that Amir al Gvayr Kemisira L'Hedyat mamish, which is the Shita Saran, then there's chalais, and then you shouldn't be able to be chayz to take it anymore. That's what the Ketzai says on this shayla. Further, ubesimin pehei. I'm sorry. I show him some pay. Sefer Pesach Habayis by Riches. I'm just saying. Ariyesh and Nishal. Now here is a fascinating shaila. It's probably going to stir up certain passionate feelings. Listen to the shaila. Nishal b'misha nodar matana la'ani. Someone pledged to give money to a poor person. Va'achakach nisasher ha'ani kaidim shabah hamatana liyadai. You hear that? The only thing worse is he gave it to him first and then he got rich. You know, so somebody gives money to an ani, he's really an ani, he pledges money to an ani. Before he gives it, the ani wins the lottery. Right? He always suddenly became a very rich man.
This is not that he discovered that the guy was rich.
No, not that he was a fraud. If he was a fraud in the beginning, that's a different story. And that happens more often than the case. But here the case is, well, you said it was real tzedakah. You said you're going to give him money. It was real tzedakah. But by the time you come to give the money, it's already... He's got more money than you. If you gave it to someone, to bring to the Ani, v'uzocha by rega echa l'shem ha-mekabel ba'oida yani. And while he was still in Ani, you gave it. Someone's going to Eretz Yisrael. Say, here's money. Bring it to my relative. Shuv ein yachol lazim by b'shum aifin. That's in the Sina. That's, well, we'll see if Tank is chiyah. I'll speak that out soon. But he says, then it's given. Avalam loy shalach habayi sadayin. Afil etziv alechot shiit lai mishalai. Avurai. Yachol lishoyel al nidrai. He says, you still make her. I didn't have to give it. It could be matin neheder aydech harata gemura beikra neheder by using the opening of harata of the pesach shalaymer ilu yodati she isasher lo yisi neheder ematilu lo yidahav in nailad. I spoke to you about a poskim in nailad to tell him that if you would have known that he's going to become rich tomorrow, would you have done it? That's nailad. Nailad means something that happened later, and we're not pesach for the nailad to be matin neheder. Ach ben nailad lo yishal al nidai. So Chlitin Koma Shadoid Lo Yaplani Amakaba Afil La Akra Of Eina Rishoy Afil La Akra Eina Rishoy. Now he adds a knetch. So he says you got to give it. He's not Mata Neda. He has to give the money. That's good mitzad the giver. Why went to Makabo? He's getting tzedaka money. He's a rich man. He says Omnam Hamakabo Lo Yehada Ba'isay Matana. He's kind of the type of sanoa. The right to choose to whom to give it, that he's kind of. And the mela, it's his. So really, the original nice has to give it. He made it there. Makabel is going to give it, so it's a ksas nechama to the nice, and at least Makabel hopefully
is going to give it to someone else. Now I want to point out two things. First of all, the fact that it's even matana la'ani, even if you're not calling it tzedakah, if there's a poor person and you say to your wife, he's a poor guy, let's give him a nice gift for the wedding, that's a neder l'tzedakah, even though you don't plan to give it for ma'aser money. You're not calling it tzedakah, you're calling it a gift. A gift, a matana la'ani, has a din neder, because for ma'aser he's an ani. So even a matana la'ani has a din neder. I once mentioned to you the stipler in I think in the Sechta Sukkah, the Kilas Yaakov, talks about if someone says he's going to give a child something, the child's parents are wealthy, but he give it to a child over six. Until six, takana susha, parents have to support him. After six, the minhag is we support our children, but at least till 35, right? But we support our children. But nevertheless, the minhag, that's a minhag to do it after six. It's not an obligation to do it after six. So the stipler writes, Belashon Safik, that l'chayra, it's a neder l'tzedakah. You tell a child, you're going to give him something. It's a neder l'tzedakah. He should have a din, technically, a din ani, unless he's got money in the bank, which is usually not the case. Whatever gift you wouldn't give, you're only giving because of their aniyim, yes. Whatever gift you feel obligated to give for social reasons or whatever reason that you can't take off ma'aser, but whatever you add to it because they have a need, that you can add from tzedakah.
Why don't we say that there's a built-in tonight whenever
See, that's really what Pesach of Charata means. Charata means, it can be Noilad. So what kind of Charata is? It's a Charata that I pledged money without specifying that only if he's a Nani. He's going to talk now about it built in tonight. I want to come back to Ten Kitzchi, but just look what he talks about, what you're saying in the next line. If a person comes on his own, he can. In Pesach of Noilad. If a person comes with Noilad. I think he means he shouldn't be Pesach. This is similar to what you were saying. Now, if he says Almanos, there will be no shayla. He says, I'm giving it because he's an ani, ain't sarach hatama. Now, there's a halacha in Hilchos Nedarim that if a person explains the reason he's doing it, nothing to do with tzedakah. Someone explains the reason that he's doing it, that's like a Tanai. The example there is a case, a person swore, Eini noisei es ployness, she'avi ara. I'm not going to marry this woman. He made a neder, a shvua. I'm not going to marry this woman. She'avi ara. She's got a terrible father. V'shamu shemes. Got good news. V'shamu shemes. Oy, shasa tshuva. Ain't sarech hatara. Now the shach means it doesn't mean at the time he made the neder he had already done tshuva. The time he made the neder was true. Shasa in rotzlem mekaydem a neder. You can't have a layu neder b'tos. Rotzlem achash a neder v'tola bekach nisbatel neder batel b'lay heter. If a person says a neder with a because, so then that. Has the equivalent of a tonight. It's archanada v'kilu pirish anoy dalzeh tonight. It's the same thing. If someone says I'm giving money to him because he's an ani, if he's mefarish, then it's kilu he made it tonight.
By getting married, not normally saying I'm not marrying you because the father's bad enough. But
I want to tell you a rule. Umdin is in the darim, the Torah says need hatara. Really, all cases of Atara are basically umdinis. The Torah, unless it's a neder betos, which even that's a machleis b'shamay still. Even b'shamayol's neder betos is also a neder without Atara. We pass the neder betos is not a neder, but a neder with an explanation needs Atara. That's the parsha of Atara.
Isn't that the same thing? But shimra umdina,
shimra that Umdina for charata doesn't work, but umdina for daita works. Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. So these are his two. I want to talk to you about Ten Kisri. It's a sugya in Shas.
But people don't realize it has ramifications. What is ten kischi? It's a shaila. The most common case of ten kischi is someone flying to Eretz Yisrael. Someone says, "Give the, bring it and give it to someone." So someone says, "You're going to Eretz Yisrael. Here's some cash I want to send to so-and-so." So the Gemara is a shaila, if 10 kischi, that means, I go to you, I say, 10 laplaini, here's this, give it to so-and-so, and then I come back to you, I say, no, I changed my mind, give it back. Do we say that when you took it, you're zaycha for the other person, 10 kischi, or do we say, no, you're my shliach, until you do it, it's still mine. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara, we paskin, that we make the following distinction. By a matana, if I want to send a gift to someone, so I give the nature of a person is when you're sending a gift, you want to retain control until the last possible minute. So we assume when you say, I want to send a gift to someone in Eretz Yisrael, or you're going to Los Angeles, take it to be Los Angeles. It doesn't have to be Los Angeles, it could be across town. You say, Tain. So if it's a matana, so then it's not, there's no zchi. The person who takes it is not zaych. But if it's a piroin hachayiv, a person owes money, human nature is to get it over with already. You owe somebody money, it says that a person pays up a chayiv, he feels a certain simcha once he pays up. Gemara is going to say in the beginning of Avodah Zarah that he's not allowed to be yom edom, you don't pay them, and you don't even get paid from them, because once they pay you, they also feel a certain relief. It's funny, until the minute you pay up, you feel pressure. But once you pay up, a person feels a relief. So the Gemara says, and that's a halacha. Someone comes to you and he says, look, I owe someone money in Israel. Here's some cash, give it to him. He comes back to you an hour later, he says, you know what, I changed my mind, give it back. So you have to say, I can't do that. I can't do that. I was zaych of him already. Because ten kischi. If someone says, give it, if it's a chayiv, then stama, you're zaych for the pliny. Now, if he tells you the name, he'll tell you the name of the person, he can be zaych of him. If he tells you who it is, then 10 kischi, and that's the way we paskin that, that 10 is kischi.
Does one case have a kinyan, one case doesn't have a kinyan? When you're paying off, when you're giving a gift, there's no kinyan yet. There's no kinyan until it's given. When you're paying off the
exactly.
Money,
so it kicks in early. Well, it's a kinyan because Reuben gave it to Shimon.
Right.
Because it's Shimon's zaych of Pliny. By Matoni, he's not. And by Piroin, he
is.
There
is a kinyan when you're.
That's the whole idea. The whole idea is 10 kischi. Kischi is a music kinyan.
Let's say, you go to a shliach, you say it's going to Israel next week. And then you find a guy in shul going tomorrow.
You should be allowed. He was takas zaycha. Let's say the person you owe money to is Reuven. So you give it to one person, so you give it to Reuven. Now someone else is giving it to Reuven. If he trusts that it's going to go to Reuven, then.
What happens if that the person was there and then for the other person and that shliach dies? Do you still have to pay the debt?
If the shliach dies, so the money is still intact. So then you certainly. If something happens to the money, it'll be. It seems it's an afkamina. What'll happen? If you say ten kischi, and then the person loses the money,
he's
a shimer. What?
He doesn't know about it.
She's saying it's logical. You mean if he loses the money, whose money did he lose? Technically, he lost the recipient's money. But, okay, I'm not sure. Check it up on Chayshim Mishma. I'm not sure. What? It's Mili, let me say, a shliach by Mili. But by what? Yeah, by tzedakah for sure. That's what he said. He said, that's how it came to mind, because he said, I feel a tzivah lachshi, my bishama, yachal lishal al nidroi, decharotas nidroi, bekarat akana. So that's if you gave it to stop a person. If you give it to a gabai, then a gabai tzedakah is Yad Oni, and then there's certainly he's Zaycha for them. This case is a Ten Kischi case. What?
It's not the money. He gives somebody money. If he wants to get some Zaycha, he wants to get rid of his Zaycha. He doesn't want to hold it anymore.
Right.
He gives a Zaycha to give to somebody else. So it should also be Ten Kischi in such a case.
All right, he's saying here, he doesn't say if it's vice or not. He's saying that ten is dakas chi. I guess, well, yeah, it's not clear because he says a matana lani. I don't know if he means ma'aser or not ma'aser.
Specific debt. This is all, it could be to anybody.
Look at the Chassam Sefer's case, the third wide line. So Sefer has a case. I'm sure some Sefer raised Lamed Zayin. Shaila ki yaitza ba. Listen to Shaila. Benidi yisaymim, shesnadvu yichidei skul alitei lohem, sakotzav l'chol shonam echir kimul shonam. People undertook to support yisaymim for 3 years. Chenasu kidivrayim, atzayv shnasayim yamim. 2 years have passed. Oz nisas imam shal yisaymim li'ish amid. Then, this almana married a wealthy man, and now they don't need the money anymore. Now they pledge to give money for 3 years, but the after 2 years they don't need the money. Some want to back out, some say let me give it to different people, why should I give it to them? Beherech, peidya b'chleikas arash arash begavu litzarech shavui umeis. We discussed what's the halachis of a gavu to someone and it's not needed anymore. Behelad al kapanim, heichad al kapanim, heichad loy nasnu rak nidrai, the loy nasnu rak nidru lite. They only pledged to give; they didn't actually give. Vehesher umeis las dimelas dayin, the filu he Torah ain't sarach. There's some sefer holds that if there was no nesina, you don't need hatara. I came to the office. Kfar dosto abe shadim. Kama kem hashana hagibel shadayin loy gavu loy mibay yosef shoraitzelin schuva vladiyem kraveyim the shaper avia. For loyisem sheinim raitzelin klal am yomdu the daito dachi loy nadru. So here, some cipher takes a different stand on the issue. The shevkai in hell, you have to give it to them. And if they're, let's see what happens. You have to give it to them. And if they're wealthy people, then they themselves have to give it to other aniyim. Some sefer holds, not that way, but some sefer holds that it's not like that. The Aruch HaShulchan here does say there's a difference between a pledge to give an ani and a pledge to support somebody month to month. He says when you pledge to support someone month to month or year to year, it's ki'ilu me'ikara, you had a mind, calls a man that you need it. It's as if me'ikara, because you pledge to support somebody, you hope not to do it forever. So he says it's ki'ilu, you had a mind to do it, calls a man that it's needed, and not longer than it's needed, and that's the way it remains. Talk about it, it's an interesting pasuk. I don't say it comes up often, but... Now, there is the I give Sharon a fast day and I make it, so let's double make it. I forgot to ask Mechila, you know, I was speaking in the there's a big hall in Yerushalayim, the Binyanei Umah, and Rabbi Kron was speaking after me. Rabbi Kron is very organized, I envy him. He speaks, he has a speech word for word typed out. He says every speaker should do it. Yeah, if your job is a mile, you have, you're off in the afternoon. So he spoke after me, so he got all panicky. There was no cup of water. He brought his bottle, so he was going to drink from a bottle. You know. I told him, you know, you speak on a fast day, you'll make it. You know, you speak on a fast. So I had a mind, I've been asking for Mechila afterwards. I forgot to call him before Shoshan.
He gave one of these heritages to the petition office, yeah. And they do it earlier, so he called over. He said he did it, and he always brings what he did. He drank, and they said, you have to do it over.
Okay. Anyway, so this is the din of Chazara Tekadei Dibor, you don't need it anymore. The question in the Shulchan Aruch by Hanayda Litzdaka that a person can be shayol unless it came Lidei Gabai. If you hold Amira L'Gavaya K'Mesira L'Hegya Mamish, what's the difference if it came to the Gabe or not? What's the difference if it was Bali there? If you hold like the Shach, that Amira L'Gavaya K'Mesira L'Hegya T'Lav Dafka, then it makes sense. The Shach brings this Raya. In Chashemishra, Reshon Hei, the Shach brings this as a Raya, Amira L'Gavaya K'Mesira L'Hegya T'Lav Dafka, because you see, when it came to the Gabe, then you can't be shayel. And when it did come to the gavi, it could be shayel. So obviously, it's not like it came to the gavi just with an amira. So the shach is yes, this is a kasha. Why there should be a difference? And the shach says a lamdashi answer. I mentioned last week that shila helps because there's a rule. Osi dibur or mevatel dibur. There's a rule that dibur could be mevatel dibur, and since words can be mevatel words, what's the difference? It's kemesira lahedya. It's still words. So osi dibur mevatel dibur. A dibur that's kemesira. It can also be mevatel osi dibur or mevatel dibur. Words could be mevatel other words. Lo osi dibur mevatel ma'isa. Once you gave it to the gabai, a dibur can't be mevatel ma'isa. That's how the shakar eshton hay is mazvir sevkat nivav. That's how he explains this. There are a number of achrayim, some cipher in Tshuva Resh Mem Gimel, the end of Tshuva Resh Mem Gimel, and more pointedly the Nidei Bihuda Tinyana in the Tshuva in Kufnun Dalid. They say that they don't like that explanation. They hold that Amir Levayk Mesira Lahed, yet Alom Dishem Mesira is also a Mesira. And they both struggle to explain what's the difference if it came to the gabbai or it didn't come to the gabbai. What's enough? The Nidei Bihuda is very extreme. He says this is a tshuva of Rashba. He says the Rashba is wrong. He asks a bunch of kashas, which are mostly from Svara. Then he says I'm not kedai to argue with the Rashba. But he holds in Svara, even if he gave it to the gabbai, you should be able to be matan neder, even if it came to the gabbai. The Nidei Bihuda holds in Svara, Hataras Nedarim works. I'll be mad to my neder, and the Gabbai will give it back to me. What's the difference? So they struggle with, well, they struggle with an explanation. So Seifa says that when you gave it to the Gabbai, it's just a kinyan. It has nothing to do with aniyim. It's a kinyan. If someone's not an ani, you give him something, it's a kinyan. He's kainit. You can't be mad to neder on a kinyan. You can't be mad to neder on the neder. So Seifa says, here, forget the neder. It's already yad gabai ki yad ani. It's a kinyan gamor, and once it's a kinyan, it works. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like that either. He says that, but you did the kinyan al das the neder. No neder, it's not a kinyan. So listen to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to be matin neder, you have to be neman. You come to Bezin, say I made a neder, and had I known this, I wouldn't have done it. Who? How do you know it's true? Maybe it's not true. So in a regular Taras Nedarim, he has a Pesha Asa. He doesn't have to come to business. Be Yadai. He wants to, if he's a Rasha, he can be violated anyway. Not to come to business. He tells us, I made a neder, and said, that's good. He says, once he gave it to the Gabbai, and now you tell the Gabbai, had I known this and this, I wouldn't have made the neder. Prove it. Prove it. Could you prove it? It's chesaron in their manis. He says if there would be a case where a person could prove it, he brings two eidim that somehow that he was mefarish al das kain. So then he holds even bali de gabai hatora would help, because the Nidei Bihuda holds that the kinyan is a kinyan al das the neder, and if you could be matin a neder, so mele the kinyan stami kinyan betos. You made a kinyan because you thought you made a neder. It turns out you didn't make a neder. Neder is nekala mafreya, so mele there's no kinyan. So my point is really that this is a sort of a major issue. Why you could be matan neder on these nedarim, given the fact that once you did a kinyan, it doesn't work. So then, if you given the fact that once you do a kinyan, it doesn't help, if you hold that miro gavayik and mesiru lahed, you mamish by tzedakah. So then, this is really the question of why hataras nedarim helps. And you know, be that as it may, that's the it's a tumult. It's a tumult to understand why it should be that way. The Ran is in two places on Daf Chavav and Kiddushin, and I think Daf Zayin or so in the Darim. And there, in the Darim, brings the Rashba who argues the machlokes of Amir Gvayk and Sirul Lahed Yet Mamish. When you pledge something to a specific oni or a specific yeshiva, it's a kinyan. It's not your money anymore. Or if it's not mamish, it's still only a promise. A promise is also important. I'm not saying only a promise, but it's only dibor. So really, that's what the tumbling is about. One more pisrei tshuva, ches nishal chacham. I mentioned this last week when we started the simin. Nishal Ayin Shuvas Haradvaz Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Shekosav Shechokham Amatir Neder Zeh. If you have a Talmud Chacham who's matter this neder, Hayechayev Nidoi Mibnei Shemaf Sinas Aniyim. We'll come back and neder Hutar. You put him in Chayrim. You hear this? The Hatos Dar works. Yishkayach. But the first Talmud Chacham who does it, you put him in Chayrim for being matter in neder. Because of Oid. The Bomer Anoider, he Tartius Nidri, Ain Kayach Bebezin Lekayfai. If he says, I was matter by neder, so Bezin can't force him because there's no, he's a Mosek. If Bezin senses that he's lying, in front of whom were you matineder? Now listen to this. If he says, the one that was matineder was this and this Rav, and he's not around anymore. Right? Nowadays, if you went Medina Sayyam, you could call him. But he was mad in front of this Rav, and he's not alive anymore. Well, he moved away. Yesh lechayva elitein, dazuke inchi berishi, shitiru neder kezeh loy masakina. You hear what he says? If he says, this Talmud Chacham was mad by neder, he can't say Talmud Chacham. So we make him a Rasha, because we just said, you're not supposed to be mad in neder for tzedakah. Even though it works, you're not supposed to do it. So dazuke inchi berishi loy masakina, and we don't believe him that this person was matter that he is such a chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch says, okay, the Yochel Azubay Elam Kein Yishol HaChacham. So if I start, if you learn Shulchan Aruch, not good enough. You have to learn Pesachay Tshuva. And the Rekiv Ego also brings it. That once the Chacham was Shayel, he put him in Chayrim. The Rav, who's matter that.
Wow.
Yeah. As a liar. Okay, I guess the Rav has a Cheskes Kashrus. Yeah. This fellow. It's called Cheskes Mammon.
So
better be Chasan Ani and the Chasan of Balabas. If they're that Aniyim is one thing, but if that is, if it's Bitos, you don't need Ataras Nadar. If it's Bitos, you don't really need Ataras Nadar. Now, had I known, it has to be that it's objectively a toss, nothing to do with his Aniyim. If it's a real Maisa, then. Why is that any less than an Ani? All the money ends up by a yachid. Bezin means a chacham to others. Yeah. It doesn't mean a yachid mumcha. It means a bezin. The halachi is when you matter neder, you need one of the three should be a baki bilchas nedarim. You don't need all three. You need three for technical reasons, but you only need one of them should be hard to say baki. Who's a baki today? But at least a yadin in hilchas nedarim. And halach is also, you don't have to tell all three the neder. So these people are ashamed of the neder. You only have to tell one, presumably. It means the one who knows the halach is that you'll tell him, and then he can take two hadyaitim and be mistara.
How can they do it if they don't know what the neder is?
They're saimach on the yachid.
It's just like rubber stamp.
That's right, they're just rubber stamp. That's what it is. The only, really only one, but the other two are different.
They just take
the Marsham has a tshuva. Actually, two tshuvas. One is in the first volume, Tshuva Lamed Beis. The printer, Tzechen Suha Chelek Gimel, he has another similar tshuva, which I didn't look up. He says a big kula. He says that if you're being mata neder, but the money's going to go, instead of this tzedakah, to what he calls a tzedakah hayyaysa gedayla, money's going to go to tzedakah. Just not to this one, to a more chashiva one. How you define more chashiva is not for this discussion. So then he says you could be matter neder. You might be matter this ani, but not matter ani. I mentioned this last week, but Derek Hefsher, if you have a person who gives ma'aser, he's giving a tenth of his money to tzedakah. Now part of his ma'aser money he gave, and I want to see matter neder. But he tells the person, I'm going to give ma'aser. You know, I make $50,000. Yeah, I'm going to give $5,000. Just this piece of the $5,000, I said I'm giving Pliny, I want to give somebody else. So if to what he's giving instead is Yosef Gadol, is more worthy or more chashuv, however we define that. So the Marsham says that you could be this idea, the one who's matadeh that gets put in chayrim, that doesn't apply. So at least it's a situation where that Taras Nedarim works.
So in the case of the Shekhoin and
the case before, Matan Alani is not talking. He's not talking to Marsham's case.
He became Noshi, so I'm going to be Martin. I don't want to not give stock. I'm going to give it to
Stock. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about the Shoyal and the Shev Kayim. Mm-hmm. But he said, I want to be Martin. Let's see, I'm going to give it to someone else. Is my title on? All right, so this is Sivav, a short Sif. There's a lot. Let's move on to Siv Zayin, which is a longer Sif. This already brings us back to Chayshim Mishpa things again. Ein adam magdish davar she'enei b'shusay. I want to remind you of a Gemara Pesachim. It says if someone steals from someone else, okay, Reuven owns whatever it is, an object, a silver becher, and Shimon steals it. So the Gemara says neither of the two could be magdish it. The one who owns it can be magdish it mimnei she'enei b'shusay. It's not under his control. The galif can be magdish at shayna shalai. So Gemara has a rule. You can only be magdish something if it's shalai uber shusai. It's not only hegdish, it's a kinyan also. You need two conditions. It has to be yours. You have to be the legal owner of it. And brishusai, you have to have control over it. If it's yours and you control it, that's the only way that a person could be magdish something. So let's learn what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Ein adam magdish tova shayna brishusai. We had already earlier that when it says Tam Hegdish and Shulchan Aruch means Tzedakah. So Eino de Magdish Tavah Sheinu B'Shusay Keitzad. Now here, it's not talking about a Ganif. Hayaloi Pikadoin B'Yan Acher. I gave you something to hold. It's mine. I give it to you to hold for me. A Pikadon, you're a Shomer. Now normally, it's still B'Yadi B'Shusay. It's I own it. And it's B'Shusay because I trust you that you're holding it. But the kafar by zeshu etzlay, the other person denied receiving the pekat. He's a ganiv. In a bayul b'chayim lakdishay, the owner can be magdish. It's not b'shusay. Aval im loy kafar by, but if a person did not deny it, how are you b'shus bayla b'chamakim shahu? It's considered in the reshus of the owner wherever it may be. So this is the chiddush here in the sif that if I give something to someone and he's holding it for me. That it's considered still to be biyadi a shaliu b'shusi, and I could be magdish. If I'm edvam v'metaltlin, let me just finish. Avol karka shagozla echad v'kafar bay. If yachalaitzi abedayanim, if you could be maitzi bedayanim, you can get it. Harisi yachalak disha. Abishdan lo hitziya. No, you didn't get it yet. Shakarka atzma hariu b'shus balel. We have a rule karka in an exelus. The karka is still in the shus of its bailim. And therefore, wherever it is, it's considered to be biyada uber shusai. Hagaylas gaizlas chaver v'lo inis yaishu abaylim. Someone steals. That's the Gemara's case. Shneimen v'chayin lagdishai. Neither of them has the ability to be magdishit. Why? Zelafi shein shalai zelafi shem shusai v'chein kol ki yaitz b'zeh. We'll get to the Rama soon. Sorry, Mendy, you wanted to say.
It says, but yavalim one kafar boy. So I gave him a card to somebody to hold. I didn't ask him for it yet. I didn't go back to it. And I say, I want him to be the dump. He wasn't quite ready yet. Now I go to him and he says, and he denied, and he lightened up. So the copper boy is really, at that point, is it? I think it's Bershusi. Because the logic is so that at the point that I'm doing it, I'm
so you have to ask a shayla then? You mean if later on it's the scholar that he's a
kaifer?
I'm not sure. We have to figure out if it was Bershusi at the time he made the net. I don't know how you figure that out. We have to figure out. There's a shayla in the beginning of Yeridaya about a shaykhit, Yifaharim, he doesn't know the shchita. But he knew it once. He got Kabbalah, he knew it. He didn't chaz, he doesn't know the shchita. It's a shayla whether lemafreya has shchitas are no good. It says there that people forget things gradually. They don't forget things suddenly, you forget it gradually. So he's becheskas good, it's like a mikveh that's a hoylech of chaser. So he stays in his chazak. Then there's a shayla. You have a shaykhit who became a rasha, he became a mumer. Do people become rasham suddenly, or do people become rasham gradually? So there's a need, and there's a tumul in halacha. He's a rasha now. Are his shchitas l'mafreya apostle? or not? How does rishus work? Is it gradual or is it sudden? So Mendy is asking, you get someone up a cotton, and you, on Sunday you say, this is tzedakah. On Monday he's kaifer. So he's asking, did he become a rasha suddenly on Monday? Or is it already a rasha from yesterday? That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
I don't know how you judge rishus.
No,
my freya. Oh, if you have to get it back, we'll be there. A rabbi has a tshuva. What? Yeah, Begeris also, right? Begeris, the Rambam says that Saifai is Megal Al-Tchilasai. How much Saifai Al-Tchilasai? You Megayer him. If you go straight from the Geris to McDonald's, it's not a Geris. 2 days later, 3 days later, it's very unclear. The Rambam says if you Megayer someone, he goes out and he behaves like a guy, that...
The dying.
I hear. Where? About a pekad, yeah, we're talking about pekad. Okay, talking about the one who's holding the pekad. Ramesh has a tshuva in Ebenezer. It's a tshuva kufhei in the first Ebenezer. It's a continuation of kuf dalid. Kufhei is negel in yoneinu. He has a shaila about a person who promised money to tzedakah. It was a woman in that case. Money, she said, ani noisei. I mentioned to you once that if someone is dying and he tells his yarshim, after I die, give this and this to tzedakah. So that's not the nifter's nadava. He says, you do a favor. He's saying, please give it. That's not. It's the yarshim's tzedakah if they give it. If the one who's dying says, ani noisei, I am giving, what does bequeath mean? I'm giving now or I'm giving after death? He's after death. So it says, that's the Lashon Rishon. The person before death said, I'm giving money to this and this tzedakah.
Right.
So the case Ramesha had was a woman who had no children. Her husband was yarshining her. And when she died, she said, I'm giving X number, he'll say the number, I'm giving whatever, $50,000 to this and this tzedakah. And the husband is asking a shaila because he says, he wasn't there when his wife said that, and after when his wife died, he said, "Oh, she loved this tzedakah. I'm giving $50,000 to this and this tzedakah." So he said he never meant to give twice $50,000 to tzedakah. So Ramesha has a multifaceted tshuva. Here, it's a marimakim that I wouldn't expect to find it. I once discussed with you the issue: a bechar only gets two chalakim. Remember, b'murzik. And not baroi. A bechar gets a double chalik only in real assets that the father has. Muzik. The father has diamonds, the bechar gets pishnayim. But not baroi. Roi means money that has to be repaid to him. He lent money. He invested money. Accounts receivable. Accounts receivable is called roi. And by roi, the bechar does not get pishnayim. Now, it's also a din that a husband yarshins a wife only b'muzik and not baroi. We discussed then the shaila about bank accounts. If money in a bank is called muzik, or is called roi, today very few people have large amounts of money in cash in their house, except if they got it in a way that they don't want it to be discovered. But most people have their money in accounts, whether it's a brokerage account or a bank account. People have money in accounts. Is that account money called roi or called muzik? That's the issue. What? It's there, but the bank is allowed to invest it. The bank is allowed to invest it. The banks always were required to hold 10% of their deposits. I think part of Obama's ruling when they crashed was to increase it to 20% or 15%. I don't remember. And so the bank has to keep a certain. They don't have to keep a certain amount of yours. They keep. Of the total assets, 10 or 20%. If you're not the first 20% to do the rush on the bank, you're out of luck. Because they don't give each depositor 20% of what he deposited. Right? They give them whatever he wants. You go and you get what you want. Ramesha writes that tshuva that a bank account is roi. That's what he writes. It's roi, it's not muzik, a bechar doesn't get pishnayim. If he owns a house, he gets pishnayim, but not on not on a bank account. He said they can invest it and they give you interest on it. It's clear that it's not a pekadon.
So where do we tell parents to put the money into?
What? you send it to a lawyer to draw up a good document. It's insured. It's interesting. It's insured. That's true. You mean the question will be if you collect from the insurance. But you know what it is? It's roi, that's insured. It's money owed to you, that's insured. If you lend someone money and you have a guarantor, it's still considered roi in numbers. Right, the part that's they get to us is that Ramesha is done on this sif. Given that the money in the bank is a pekadon, is a halvah, it's money which the bank is allowed to use. If a person on his deathbed says, "Ani noisein, $50,000 to this and this ma'isid," we don't have $50,000 cash. The only money that she has is money in a bank. Is that considered shalai or brishusa? Shulchan Aruch says you can only be magged if something that's shalai. It's shalai. Is it brishusa? Is it really considered under her control? So this Ramesh is down in his second tshuva on this topic, which is tshuva kofei. Is done whether it's considered shaloi uber shusai. Ramesha there is mechadish that a bank account is considered shaloi uber shusai, and he mentions two svaras for it. He mentions, I'll say the second svara first, that to me it seems like the strongest svara. He mentions regarding dina de machusa dina. He says, even though Yerusha, there's no rule of dina machusa dina by Yerusha. Yerusha goes by halacha. Nevertheless, we're not being down on Hilchis Yerusha. We're being down on Hilchis Nedarim, Nidri Tzedakah. The bank is bound by federal law, and it's a federal law, especially in the banks, which is enforced. So he says, since there's a federal oversight that any depositor in bank gets his money, even though it's a halva, but it has the same halacha as a pekad, you have control. So you have the government that's going to step in and make sure that you get your deposit back from the bank. So Ramesh is mechadish that even though if you lend somebody money, that's called questionable. It's called shalai b'shusai, but he says in such a case, al dina machusadina, because the bank is subject to dina machusadina, that it applies. That's his second svara. His first svara that he says is that part of the banking laws regulations is that if you tell the bank give it to Pliny, it's binding. If I lend you money and I say give it to Pliny, you don't have to give it to Pliny. I borrowed it from you, I want to give it to you. You're not obligated to give it to Pliny. In case of a bank, you fill out a beneficiary designation. If you don't, if a person leaves a will, the bank is bound by the will. Part of the agreement, not Dina Machusa, besides Dina Machusa, part of the agreement between the depositor and the bank is that the bank will give it to the designated person, whether it's a beneficiary or a Irish. And therefore, or if it's a check, they'll give it to whoever you write the check to. Since part of the agreement with the bank is to give it to the third party, so Ramesha holds that's not a chsar of Shein Shalai Ben Yavishusai, and Memela, it's a similar to a pekadon, and the tzava to the bank is one that's binding. That's Ramesha's
second
psak.
The second svara,
in a way, I mean, the idea of Yediyah, that it's certainly going to happen. There's a level of certainty. Similar. I don't say it's totally Zebizah, but it's similar. Oh, so it's interesting. Ramesha writes at the end of the tshuva, he says, Gvaldik, he's writing to a Rav in Patterson, New York, and Patterson, New Jersey, who said, at the end of the second tshuva, like it hits Ramesha. Ramesha says, why are we tumbling about the lady's $50,000? The husband could be Mataneder. Had he known, here he said, this is my wife's favorite stock, I'm giving you $50,000. Had he known that the woman gave $50,000 an hour earlier, he wouldn't have given the $50,000. So Ramesha says the husband could be Mataneder. He doesn't go into the fact that the one who's Mataneder is Benidoy. I don't know, maybe he means there it's more, it's Betos. It's really Betos Meikara. And since Betos Meikara, so he could undo his debt. At any rate, this is Ramesha's true. I guess this is an application of what it says here. Now let's learn the Ramah. The bank.
The bank is not cut off.
Yeah, but the kaifer here is pekadin biyad acher. Ramesh's hanocha was that that's not a pekadin; it's a halva. If it were a pekadin, there'd be no shaila. Problem is, it's a halva; it's a loan to the bank. It's roi. It's not mozik. What? Even a savings account, because they give you interest because they invested. Insurance is a separate thing. If you lend someone money, there's a guarantor. That doesn't change that the loan is a loan. Loan's a loan, there's a guarantor. The loan's a loan, the FDIC is guaranteeing it. But the FDIC is not going to give you the money if you don't go to the bank first. You first have to go to the bank. If they...
Could he be Mayfair HaNeder instead of Martha's own?
Could he be Mayfair HaNeder on her own money? I assume, I don't know. I'm not sure. Noon, typically, it says a person can be made for Nidrit Stoka Shalishtai. I don't know if that's true if she's giving from Hadech Sebelog. She wasn't giving from his wife, she was giving from his wife.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Hadech Sebelog, I'm not sure. Yes, I don't know. What? But it's Asi Dibra about the Shach same teretz. I guess will apply here. Dishim Rabbi Yat Shalish and Simson Resurin. That's true. But I guess it'll. No, I don't mean outside Taras Nedarim. I mean if it's Ena Beshusa, so then it doesn't work. We shouldn't be different than a Yachid. Does that apply on Roy? All right, Sirabon. Yesh loy mashkin biyat chaveiroi, mashu neged alvasei in yachla hakdish. If you have a mashkin biyat chaveiroi, you have a mashkin. What does that mean? Ruvein borrowed from Shimon, so Ruvein gave Shimon a piece of jewelry as a mashkin. So let's say he borrowed $100,000 and he gave him a $200,000 diamond. Mashu neged alvasei, the $100,000 that's kineged the chayv and yachla hakdish. He can be magdish that. Vamayser yachal hagdish, whatever is in excess of his mashkin, the one who gave a mashkin to someone else, the loiva. So whatever, no, it's a pekadnet. He wasn't kai for it, so he could be magdish. Yeshayim afil hamayser yachal hagdish. You're not going to get the meiser back until you pay. Hamagdish tar chayv sar ksiva mesira kumay behedyet. So the magdish shtar chayv needs a kinyan gamur, and it doesn't work.
Why do you say that the moshi can't because
you're not going to get it back until you pay up the chayv?
But even if it's a chayv, what difference does it make? Why do not? It's still part. It's a pekodin that the guy's not chayv for. So why can't I give it?
I think the idea is you don't have easy access to it. You don't have simple access to it. Here we have in the yeshiva world, Rav Chaim's rule about mashkanos, and this is the rule. Any sugi has to do with mashkin. This kicks in one way or another. We talk about it. We learn Rabbi Yitzchak's memra that bal chayv kaina mashkin. The Gemara says in a number of places it comes up in kedushin. I think it's Bava Midbeis. The Gemara says I'm Rabbi Yitzchak bal chayv kaina mashkin. What does it mean? So Baruch Ber reports b'shem his Rebbe. Reb Chaim Briska said in the mashkin lik the chayv. Those words in the mashkin lik the chayv a big aside. That means, let's say I borrow $1,000 from you, and I give you a $1,000 piece of jewelry as a mashkin. In the mashkin, lik the chayv means, in the eyes of halacha, it's as if I paid the chayv with conditions. I said, look, you lend me $1,000, here's a $1,000 piece of jewelry, but tonight, that if I pay you back cash, you'll return the jewelry to me. If I don't, then you'll be able to keep the jewelry. It's bitanai. In the mashkin, lik the chayv. Many nafkaminas. One simple nafkamina is shmita. Let's say someone borrows money before Shemitah and he gives a mashkin. And there's no prosbol, and Shemitah passes. I would think the chayv is gone. Give me my mashkin back. So it's not that way. Because it says in Chayshim Mishvitz and the Samazayim that if you give a mashkin, the Shemitah is not Mishamah. Why? Is that Reb Chaim? In the mashkin, lik the chayv. Mashkin, lik the chayv. Now, the nafkamina, ledina, is that the shomer should be chayiv ba'insim. It means the following. Normally, I give you something to watch. If you're a shay mechinam, you only chayv on pshia. If you're a shay mesachar, you also chayv a gedeva vaveda. But every shaymer, shay mechinam or shay mesachar, is potter on einsim. If an earthquake swallows it up, he's potter for einsim. Or if an armed rob is coming, he's potter for einsim. That's called an einis. That's the mezuzah. there are Rishonim that say that Shomer Pekod is Chai Ba'insim. Another Rishonim HaMatmiya, Haki B'Chai Ba'insim, no Shomer is Chai Ba'insim. Zok Reb Chaim in the Mashkin Lik the Chayv. When you give the Mashkin, it's like you're giving the Chayv. Amar Reb Yitzchak Bal Chayv Koyin the Mashkin. Bal Chayv owns the Mashkin. It becomes his Mashkin. If it's lost, it's gone. Bal Chayv Koyin the Mashkin. That's why you keep him Mekadosh and Isha. With a chayv she can mekadesh isha with a chayv sheyesh alav mashkin you can mekadesh an isha. Why? In the mashkin, like the chayv, when you give her the mashkin, you're giving her the chayv. She has to know it's a mashkin. She has to know she's getting this bracelet with all these conditions. In the mashkin, like the chayv. So that's a yisoid. I tell the boys once, we were learning yeshiva, people say that we don't teach in Yiddish. So you remember, I taught six words in Yiddish. In the mashkin, like the chayv. They told me afterwards it was only one Yiddish word. Indi is English. Mashkin is Hebrew, licht is Yiddish, the chayv is again, you know, not much Yiddish. Okay, so I'll do better next time. But it's a nice cloud to remember. It's printed originally in a kunshus yoynes elam. It was a kunshus put out when someone was nifter, and every yeshiva has kunshus yoynes elam in the shelf. Why do I have this old kunshus? Because it is one shtickle Torah that everybody, when you're learning Yoni Mashkin, you look up this Rabar Ferru gave in a shtickle, Rabbi Shain is Rebbe in the Mashkin Lik Techayv. It was subsequently added to the Rabar Ferru on Ksubis as Chuvah Nunhei, Simin Nunhei at the end. But this is his rule regarding the Mashkanis. Shomer is Potter. But if you give it to him, you paid off the chayv. If he loses it, you tell him, goodbye, I paid off the chayv already. Not the Shomer. Shomer is Potter for Mainzim. The Baal Chayv, the Baal Mashkin, the Malvu has a Mashkin. All right, next week, Sivches, we'll try this Hashem. We'll see if we finish the Simon.